This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Important update.
We postponed the haircutting stream.
Sorry.
But we have a new date. It is this Friday, so 2 days from when this episode is going out. It is Friday, July 10th at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. Pacific Time.
5 o'clock
O'clock Central Time. So if you want to watch her cut my hair live on stream, go to twitch.tv/Xandy Schieffer, X-A-N-D-Y Schieffer. If you don't know how to spell our last name, get with it.
Get with the program.
Or just Google it.
Thanks for listening, and we will see you there to chop off Sandy's hair.
Bye.
Welcome to Beach to Sandy, Water to Wet, a podcast featuring real reviews written by people who just need the world to know what they think. Between you and me, I wanted to like this podcast, but I'd give it 0 stars if I could.
Welcome.
Welcome.
To my house.
Yes. Thank you. Oh, you're talking to me. I thought you were talking to them.
I was, but also to you. Xandy is visiting Cincinnati, and he came over to record, and we realized we didn't have the right mixer, so either we had to Skype each other from a different room, or we had to sit and use one microphone, so...
So we're sitting and using one microphone.
Yeah, it seems to work fine. We'll see.
Godspeed to us. Is this episode 84?
It is.
Good, because I wrote... Episode 84, question mark?
Oh, I do that a lot.
Because I wasn't positive.
I'm usually wrong, so good for you.
What I do know is that the theme this week is... What did I call it? Never mind, I don't know. I think I said historical sites.
You flew too close to the sun.
Oh, Icarus reference, wow.
Thanks.
Historic sites in Italy?
Yeah, I said historical sites.
Historical sites. Historic, parentheses, AL, parentheses, sites.
Squared.
Yes. Yeah, and my challenge was to find reviews where someone asked for the manager in the review.
I'm very excited. Did it work?
Yes, kind of. Uh-huh. Like, not specifically saying the words, I want to speak to the manager.
Okay.
But, like, obviously asking
That's
for...
That's the goal.
Yeah.
That's their intent.
Yes.
Well, great. I guess let's get into Italy.
Let's get into it.
We went there one time.
Oh, we did go there one time.
I ate pizza and pasta and gelato every single day we were there.
I bought a hat made out of Heineken cans from a street vendor.
I forgot about that.
I thought it was really cool.
I forgot from a street vendor, yeah.
And then I wore it to school in eighth grade and got in trouble.
Yes.
Because it had beer on it.
I one time wore a Coors jacket to school because Tim used to work there and I also got in trouble.
Yeah.
We were the only two people in high school who didn't drink, so yes, that was like
was
the
pretty,
irony of it all.
Pretty silly. But then my teacher, my first class of the day, she said I can't wear it. So in my second class of the day, I taped paper all over the hat.
Oh my god!
Because it was like hat day or something dumb in eighth grade. It was like silly hat day. And
that's quite a silly hat.
So I taped it. What well, it is really silly. It I is, have it. I just wore it yesterday, like the other day.
Maybe we'll make that the photo.
That'll be the photo. I forgot to bring it. But anyway, I taped paper all over it, and so the rest of the day people were like, oh cool, a hat made of paper. I'm like, uh-huh. Don't look underneath.
And beer.
Yeah.
We did go to Italy and were definitely tourists.
Yes.
The pizza was excellent, and it was a good time. Oh, and then I went with Renee in high school.
Oh nice. Yeah.
And it was the first time I ever drank wine. And we got caught trying to, we were staying at this like Airbnb, or not Airbnb, like a bed and breakfast of the normal variety. And we couldn't open this bottle of wine we had bought because we didn't have a corkscrew. So we broke Renee's expensive tweezers trying to open it and put knives in it and stuff.
Jesus.
And then we snuck into this lady's kitchen, like private kitchen, and we're digging through her drawers looking for a corkscrew. And she appeared behind us. And she gave us a corkscrew for our wine.
Good.
So, and then I called Tim, and Tim was like, "Are you drinking?" And I was like, "No." But I think the way that I was very exuberant about his trip to the zoo with Francisca that day.
And he's like, "You've never been this excited to talk to me in your life."
Yep. And I was
like, "What have you been drinking?"
It's wine. I have to go now. so anyway, lovely times. Shall we get into it?
Let's get into it.
I think I have more than you.
Yeah, so why don't you go ahead?
Okay. My first one's a brief one. This is a review of the Leaning Tower of Pisa.
I swear to God, if this review mentions pizza, I'm going to be so mad.
It's very annoying, isn't it?
I'm so sick of those reviews.
It's very annoying, isn't it? Yes. It does not.
Okay, phew.
Yeah, we got a bunch of comedians in the Yelpers going, where's all the pizza? Like, where's the pepperoni?
And like, giving it one star review saying, I made it all the way to the top. Not even a slice of pizza for me. What?
Mm-hmm.
Like, hello.
Incredibly annoying.
And the problem is those got like 30 likes each on Google reviews.
See, you're just like encouraging these bozos.
Come on.
This is a review by Ben, one star. Waste of time. Wasn't what I expected. Tower is barely leaning. End of review.
I guess like that's kind of true. Like in like cartoons and in media, like you kind of expect it to like, I don't know.
Yeah,
like, I could see that being a serious review.
Yeah, if you're four, maybe.
I know.
It is a serious review. The guy was pissed.
No, but, like, I'd be...
disappointed.
I wouldn't be disappointed.
Well, the worst reviews I'm looking at, they were like, our cars got broken into. Every single person's car got broken into. And I'm like, that is a worthy complaint.
I also have a review of the Leaning Tower of Pisa, so I'll read that quick. This is from Maxime. One star. I bet your toilet is more interesting. End of review.
You know what?
What?
It just might be.
It might be. Three people liked it, so those three people agree. Those three people know.
They must have those new low-flow toilets.
Oh.
I think that might
be. That must be it.
Yeah. Wow. People are really bored easily, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I have a one-star review. Now we're going to Pompeii.
Nice.
Where we've been.
We have been there.
And it was one of the coolest things I've ever seen.
Yeah.
So what I did was I searched boring in the reviews.
Oh, no.
There were a lot. There were like 18 pages of reviews that said it was boring. No. So this is one by Jane. One star. How terribly disappointing, overpriced, and just plain boring / horrible. Before I write my review, here are a few things to know to put my review into perspective. 1. I actually enjoy museums, history, and art. 2. I lived in Egypt 20 plus years, so I am familiar with ancient art and wonders. 3. I actually appreciate challenges on a trip because it makes it more memorable and you get to laugh afterwards sometimes. 4.
Appreciate challenges? What does that mean?
I think what she's saying is like, I can appreciate when things go wrong. Like, okay. I'm not, you know,
Which I normally would respect, but everything else they said is really obnoxious, so.
Yeah, I mean, if you're writing this review, you probably are trying to overcompensate in one way or another. 4. If there was a negative 20 rating, I would have picked that. Having said that, please note that this site is so uncreative, unoriginal, and unworthy. I really don't get what all the hype is about. It's not even that ancient, since they had to build so many structure around it to keep it standing. Even the freaking pillars didn't make it. Some barely did, I guess. Go to Egypt or the Met in New York to see what the word preserved means. It was hit by a volcano.
Do you know what happened there? Hello?
I just can't. Go to the Met. That one wasn't hit by a volcano.
What?
I don't know. I just don't know. Okay. If anything, this made me value and appreciate Egyptian wonders. Instead of paying at least 20 euros a person, you can simply look at the photos I uploaded. It's all the same. All the stories were about people killing each other or watching that for entertainment, prostitution, and how they ate meat and fish. Now, I'm not even going to go for describing service or prices because I'm so annoyed, but let me point out to you that they gave us a wrong map and we got lost for 2 hours trying to exit. I not only wish I can take the ticket money back, I actually wish I can reclaim the whole trip cost TBH. End of review.
The whole trip to Italy?
I think so.
Oh my god.
Not just the ticket.
The ticket to Pompeii.
Yeah.
Wow, what the hell are they thinking?
They know about wonders.
They claim to have an appreciation for history, but...
And wonders.
Yeah, apparently they don't know what happened there or something.
I think maybe they just got lost.
And overheated.
Maybe, yeah.
Overheated, probably.
Overheated.
Yeah.
Someone's a little...
I get grumpy when I have too much sun.
Yeah, a little heat stroke happening. Yeah. So anyway, wow. It's just like shocking to me because I'm like, if anything is interesting... Because it's old and destroyed,
yeah,
like it's a ruin,
that.
Or like Pompeii,
it's
which
that.
People were very upset that the Colosseum wasn't like maintained and didn't have snacks, by the way. I don't know if you got any of those, but I was like...
I wanted to watch a show and see people kill each other.
Yeah.
I don't know. I thought that's what happened here.
They were like, damn, it's really falling
have
apart.
You seen Gladiator?
I'm like, do you have any idea?
Well, people are nuts. This is a 2-star review of the Pantheon in Rome.
Oh.
We went to that as well.
We did.
Yes, it has a big hole in the top.
Yeah, I do remember. What's the difference, I mean, this is a dumb question, between that and the Colosseum?
The Pantheon is like, the Colosseum was where they had gladiator
right.
fights, and it's like a big open arena, and
right.
the Pantheon is like, was a temple to the gods. Like it was
okay.
It's like a enclosed, but with like a small hole in the top, sorry. It's not like a, it's not like
oh,
an open ceiling.
Okay.
It just happens to have a hole in the ceiling.
Got it.
And that's
because it's
I
falling apart and they're not preserving it.
No, because
it's supposed to.
See, this one's preserved well because it's owned by the Catholic Church now.
Mm.
There
you
are
have a lot of money.
There are plenty of reviews about that, about how this pagan building that was meant to honor many gods was
mm-hmm.
Is now run by the Catholic
I
Church
had,
and turned into a church.
I had no idea about that, by the way, which sounds exactly correct, though.
Yeah.
That sounds exactly like how history works.
There are plenty of reviews like that. I'm like, well, you know what? They're not wrong. So that's
wrong.
A lot of this. So I'm not going to say anything about that. Like, I'm not going to read any of these on the show. So here's one that is somewhat related. This is Talana, 2 stars. 2 stars? Because this place should be cool. I studied it in college and was excited to see the dome and the hole and all that. But if you're a woman, you can't wear shorts that are too short. If your tank top is too revealing, they won't let you in either. However, you can buy scarves from annoying people all over the front of the building if you want, then they'll let you in. Also, they don't have signs saying this. They make you wait in line, then spring it on you at the door. Drop the very old religious BS, and this place would be superb. End of review.
Very old religious BS.
I like that because it's
drop
like,
it, Italy.
Drop the Catholic stuff is more like what they meant, but then again, this was always a very old religious
It's literally
building.
A temple.
It's the definition of very old religious.
I mean, listen, I agree. I think you should be able to wear what you want, obviously, but
oh,
like,
yeah.
This doesn't surprise me because I feel like every religious site in Europe is the same way, where
yeah.
you can't have your shoulders revealed or your...
Yeah.
Legs or
I mean, it's,
you know.
It's weird, like you would think, like even in Germany, I think in Cologne, don't they do that for the
yes I think so, they're pretty strict about
yeah,
it in most
the
places
cathedral.
I do like that they say I studied this in college, which is like okay,
but and they were excited to see the dome, the hole and all that. Damn, what did I say about this place? It's a dome that has a hole, like
yeah.
that's
did
all
you
people
study
know
in
about
college
it.
As well
I no I studied it in mythology class in 7th grade.
That's right. I must have too. Clearly, I didn't even remember the hole and all that, so I must not have been paying very close attention.
Wow.
The hole and all that. That's great. Okay, I have a 1-star review of Pompeii again. This is my last one of Pompeii. This is by Lots, with a Z, Lots to C N Do.
Wow.
Yeah, very clever. I don't know if everybody followed that.
Are they a local guide?
It's they probably are, because the title of this review is Disney Wannabe.
Excuse me?
Let's remind ourselves that
this
is about
Pompeii.
Pompeii. Disney Wannabe. By the way, I don't know if everybody knows this, but Pompeii is basically, it has a big hole and all that. No,
yeah.
It doesn't. It has a big volcano and all that.
I believe it was Mount Vesuvius erupted in 59 AD or 49 AD? It was, oh shoot, I forget when. But
a long, long time ago.
And buried the city in ash.
Right.
And killed basically everyone. And a lot of the people and even animals
uh-huh.
are like preserved.
The way that they
The way
died.
That they died. Exactly.
Which is so fascinating to
yeah.
me. And you can see, like, the whole city was basically just preserved under ash.
Yeah.
Like you said. And that's why I love this other person saying, it's not even that ancient.
I went the wrong way. What? 79 AD. Sorry, oh. I knew it ended in a 9. Anyway, yeah. it is very sobering, sobering yes. experience to yes. go see, and it is very tragic.
It's like one of a kind. Like, you
very
can't see that.
Fascinating. And yes, it is not something that you would see every
it's
day.
It's kind of, morbid's not the right word, maybe, but it's kind of just like a little dark.
Yeah.
Because you're seeing the way people, like, their last moments on Earth, basically. Yeah. And it's fascinating. I thought it was really cool, but obviously lots to see and do thinks it's a Disney wannabe.
I can't even imagine what they have to say. I'm excited in the wrong way.
1 star. We were so excited to see Pompeii, and it started off pretty good with the brothel rooms. The first thing we entered, the teenage boys with us were getting a kick out of the images of services available at the brothel. That is where the enjoyment ended. The rest was a big tourist trap and a feeling of being a mouse in a maze with a map that was meant to challenge. We saw no human forms aside from one that was stuck behind a locked cage inside a glass box. There was also a dog in the same location, along with dozens of pottery that reminded me of props from Raiders of the Lost Ark in Disney.
Except it's real.
We then came across a blocked fence that you couldn't see around. My nosy crew climbed up and around, only to find body molds. Yes, they are taking what they excavate and making molds and replacing the original finds with fakes. Disappointing. Then we came across a section that we thought was under excavation, but again, after some snooping beyond the line, we found a wheelbarrow, bricks, and sand. They were rebuilding the site. Once again, disappointed. After walking around, baking in the sun for 3 hours, we gave up and called it quits when we came to the house of the tragic poet, where they once again had the area fenced off, but this time there was a sign that said the chained dog mosaic was being restored and included a current pic of what the mosaic looked like and what it would look like when they finished completely restoring it. Really? Don't waste your day, your money, your energy, or your sweat. End of review.
Okay, so they think this is a big conspiracy kind of thing?
Yes, they think that, like, oh, this is all fake because they're restoring it, making it mm-hmm. phony. But, like, somebody commented... Or I, like, posted something else being like, well, they're not going to just, like, let you nosy, your nosy group, self-described, like, have real bodies laying there so that you can just, like, touch them.
What do you expect? Why wouldn't they put them behind glass? I don't understand.
Yeah. They're very disturbed that, well, clearly they have no boundaries, so they're climbing over fences and looking behind places they're not supposed to look. Yeah. So that's the exact kind of person that this place probably doesn't.
I wanted to desecrate these bodies.
I only saw one dead dog. I'm like,
Jesus. Yeah. Oh, God.
And the mosaic is being restored.
God forbid. Yeah, that's something that I don't understand, is like mm-hmm. the whole restoration, like the hatred towards restoration.
I think they know what they're doing.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they're the experts in their field. Also, I do follow, I think it's Baumgartner Restoration on Instagram, and he has a YouTube channel as well. Art restoration.
Cool.
So, like, people who own, like, really old art will go to him to restore all... And he, like, puts a whole, like, process on you, like, in video.
Cool.
Of him, like, cleaning all of it. And it, like, goes from, like, really dingy-looking paintings. And sometimes he actually, like, paints in it and, right. like, to, like, fix spots that are, like, chipped off. And, yeah, it's, like, great. It, like, restores it to what it was originally meant
Which
to be.
You'd think you want to experience what it was...
Exactly.
What it looked like, or, I mean, at least...
That's kind of the whole point of Pompeii, that it was, like... Preserved to the point where you can almost see that or can see
and
that
it's not like
cases.
They're lying. I mean, see, they're making it sound like a conspiracy, like they're hiding the body molds behind a fence.
Yeah.
Whereas I'm like, I don't think anyone would tell you otherwise. Like, I don't think
they're not
pretending.
They're not trying to, like, mislead you.
No one painted this mosaic. Nope, not us.
Okay. I have one. This is my last official, or my last review, and then I have a little bonus thing.
Okay.
So this is of St. Mark's Basilica in Venice, Italy.
Cool.
This is a 1-star review by Greg. You must walk through in a specific path with hundreds of other visitors, like cows going to slaughter. Yuck. Mosaics on floor are beautiful. Ceiling is a lot of gold leaf. Not to my taste. Unless you're an enthusiast, going in is not worth more than a short wait in line. The exterior is beautiful. End of review.
I'm more of an open concept kind of guy.
Oh my god, can you imagine?
I like a little rustic modernism.
Reviewing a fucking place like this and saying it's not to your taste.
Goldleaf is a little tacky, IMO.
Like, as if they would actually want to, like, match Greg's vision here.
I was about to say, Greg, I don't know what I was about to say.
Create your own basilica.
Create your own goddamn. He probably did. He probably created. Has a flat screen. And, you know, some turrets and...
The same exterior, though, as St. Mark's, but inside it's all modern.
Right. It's also in a subdivision on a cul-de-sac. So that's the only other difference. It's not technically in Italy. It's technically in the Midwest, but it's pretty similar.
Welcome, one and all, to Greg's Basilica.
Greg's Basilica.
I almost said saint, and then I'm like, you know, he doesn't deserve Saint that. Greg. Nothing about it.
He's waiting to be anointed, fingers crossed.
Yes, fingers crossed. They say it has to happen once you're dead, but... He's hoping that those
he'll be the first.
Change.
Yeah, he'll be the first. Yeah, the TV room in the basement, all leather. What are these things? Recliners.
Lazy boys.
Lazy boys. With a big projector. He even has a popcorn maker. He hasn't quite figured out how to work it, but a
couple pinball machines.
Yeah, he's waiting. I mean, he's planning on charging, like undercutting the basilica and charging just like €1 less to go see it.
Unfortunately, none of his neighbors in small town Indiana have euros. So
also, unlike a lot of these religious places, he does actually he does condone, nay promote, wearing really revealing tank tops and short shorts.
That actually gets you in for free.
That actually lowers the entrance cost. Sorry.
Okay, now that we've made up just an entire backstory for this stranger
and
named
Greg.
And
shit all over Greg. I'm sorry, Greg. I'm sorry, sure you're Greg. A lovely man, and there's nothing wrong with small town Indiana. As people who are from Ohio.
I only said that because I've been watching Parks and Rec for the fifth time.
Me too!
I promise you it was not meant as a dig.
Yeah.
Except at those people in Bloomington, those racists that just made the news. But
right. And Greg's subdivision, but otherwise everybody's Okay, I'm sorry, Greg. We love you. You know that. Okay. I'm also in Venice now. I'm at the Grand Canal in Venice.
I didn't find any. I've read through them.
Really?
I didn't find any good ones.
I found, I think, one decent one.
Okay,
this, Renee and I went there, and then Renee was like,
I've never
paying
been to
for
Venice,
that.
So.
Oh, Renee and I went. It was very cool. It was very crazy. Mm-hmm. Very hectic. It's just very a lot. Like, it's definitely not what the quote-unquote cartoons say about the canals and the gondola rides. It's I'll just read this to you.
Okay.
This is by, I mean, Alexander. This person's name is Ray Loves Disney. I don't know.
What is it with
I don't
Disney
know.
People?
I didn't even notice that until now.
No, like, look, I think our most popular episode still to this day is our Disney episode. So we're not hating on you guys. We know that a lot of you like Disney stuff. But what is up with these
Disney
people?
It just seems like the Disney ones are the
today.
Ones who are the most angry, which is what's throwing me off. Anyway, this is Ray Loves Disney, 1 star. Title is, Venice is a huge, dirty tourist trap. Took the train from Florence to Venice. You not so much arrive in this city as you are more regurgitated into it. Upon stepping out of the train station, I was met with throngs of tourists, boat taxis everywhere, vendors selling everything from tickets to flags, boats everywhere, every style, and all of them going in different directions. What you do not see are any clear directions or signs about what to do next and how to get to your hotel. Okay, but like, what city do you get off the train and they're like, here's a sign to how to get to your hotel?
I don't understand
how anything works.
The thing is, I think this person, Ray, has a view of Italy based on, like,
Epcot
Center.
I was about to say.
It's a small world or whatever.
Where you arrive and they're like, here's literally a sign pointing to your hotel.
Yeah, because...
So there's...
Like, a tourist? At my tourist destination?
I know, that's the wildest, when people get so angry about other tourists.
Literally?
That happens
you
a lot.
You are a tourist, Ray. You are part
you
of
are
the problem.
You are part of the problem.
It's like when you complain about traffic. You are the traffic.
I do that a lot, too.
Well, I do, too. But...
During, like, coronavirus... I mean, currently. But when I was in LA during the corona craziness, I would be driving somewhere, and I'd go, where the hell do all these people have to go? There's a pandemic. And then I'm like, I'm in my car right now.
You are part of the problem.
I am part of the problem.
Ray. Oh, no. Sorry. Christina.
Hey, I love Disney just as much as the next guy. Let's see. Sorry. There was
the next guy is also a Disney lover?
Actually, probably. This is... Okay, there's no sign how to get to your hotel or what to do next, which is like also like step
two.
That's
hilarious. That's hilarious.
You've made it. Next up, For all the money Venice takes from tourists, they do not seem to want us there at all. One guide suggested that signs could ruin the scenery. Well, so does 18,000 souvenir shops squeezed into every square kilometer. Travel guides completely lie when it comes to this city. Every one of the four I read suggested getting on a Vaporetto number one and taking the local city tour. What none of them mention is that you are squished beyond belief and you cannot even reach for your camera. I could only hope that the man pressed up against my back was not also helping himself to the euros in my wallet. The absolute worst about Venice. Took a tour from a born and raised guide in the city who told us the truth about the sanitation in the city. 65% of all raw sewage goes directly from the toilets into the canals. She pointed out the pipes which hang on the sides of the hotels, schools, and apartment buildings, not to mention hospitals. I can only venture a guess about their hazardous waste. I just looked around at the goofy couples taking their selfies in the gondolas, wondering what was going to photobomb them when they started perusing their pictures.
What?
Like a flying ship?
Yeah, I
guess. Out of a hotel? Some hazardous waste?
Or maybe you?
Probably looking really angry in the background.
Angry mug.
And oh yes, don't forget the food. Venetians pride themselves on fresh fish. Do you really, really want to eat it after what I just wrote? End of review.
I don't think they get the fish out of the canals.
Probably not, because...
Right? I don't know, though.
I mean, maybe.
Maybe. If so, then yeah, you know what, Ray? I'm with you on that point, at least.
That's pretty foul, but I don't
I'll give you that.
I'll be honest, though, I don't really want to eat anything after reading what you just wrote.
No, that is true.
My appetite is a little... But it's true. A lot of the... They do have... I looked... Business Insider says they do have a modern septic system with septic tanks, but many people still rely on the old... historic sewage system, yeah. Which literally just takes out solid waste and then puts the rest into the canals.
That's not pretty.
And there are photos of people like swimming in them, and they're like, that is extremely...
Do not swim in that. That's what I was going to jokingly say. It's like, it's not like anyone's swimming in that, but yep. I stopped myself because I'm like, well, probably some
apparently when the tides
are.
Go up, like, people swim in it.
Oh, no.
And there was a shop owner who was interviewed, and he was like, no, once the tides go up, we have to double sanitize the walkways
because it's
so filthy. Like, don't put your body in that.
They're all sinking. Could you imagine sinking into sewage? I mean, I know you can.
I didn't want to answer that.
Wow.
Anyway, so that's just a very dramatic
Well, at
rendition.
Least Ray taught me something mm-hmm. with his review.
Yeah, I learned a lot.
I learned nothing about Disney, mm-mm. which is surprising. You'd expect someone who loves Disney so much to mention.
Well, actually, I did learn that that they do give you step-by-step instructions. Yes. Which actually I kind of appreciate, since as someone with like full-on panic disorder, I do appreciate when someone tells me exactly what to do.
I mean, that was what was nice about, and this sounds dumb maybe, but going to Indonesia as an American, mm-hmm. it was expected that I knew nothing.
Yeah, they were like, well, show
like, so
you.
Literally I was walked through every step of the way, and it's like, if anyone's taking advantage of me and my money, whatever, like, as long as I don't have any anxiety,
yeah.
I'm okay.
Well, that happened when I went to China one summer with my dad, because his company, mm-hmm. our dad's company is like, works with closely with China.
I was busy working a summer job at an insurance firm in Cincinnati.
That's right. You were,
and
you were so pissed.
Still regret it.
Yeah. And so we went and, so our good friends are Chinese.
Life is so hard. Sorry.
I know.
Okay. Continue.
I was working
Sorry.
At an insurance firm, at a paid internship BTW.
Yes.
But yeah, so we went, and our friends are Chinese, and they were like, oh, and the daughter's our age. So they were basically like, oh, just come along and like, mm-hmm. we'll handle everything. Mm-hmm. And so since they were our friends, like, they could just tell us what was going on, but we just kind of follow, which was really nice. And they took us to all the like non-touristy spots, but we didn't have to like figure it out, which was great.
Yeah, Allie's company, I went with Allie and for her work, and her company did everything.
Yeah,
like,
it is
paid
nice.
For our places too and everything, and like all transportation, like literally at the airport, we just walked up to a booth, she gave her name,
what?
And they drove us to the hotel.
That's
and
dope.
Then they like took care of us completely. I mean, it was...
And I've definitely done the backpacking thing.
I was very lucky.
As a broke 20-year-old or whatever, and I definitely, that was also great and fun, but definitely more preparation and stress was needed.
Yes.
And it was great in its own way, obviously. And now I just sound like a douchebag talking about the different forms of travel. But I guess our parents are from a different country, so they're more likely to go to those places.
And we miss it because it's Corona season.
We're really...
Are you ready for my surprise? Let's distract them. I happen to be on Reddit.
Oh, what? Really?
Yes.
That's weird.
And I saw a post about graffiti at Pompeii.
Okay.
And as in graffiti from when Pompeii...
Ancient graffiti,
yes.
Oh, hell yeah.
From 2,000 years ago. So
I thought you say 2002. I was like, yeah, that's pretty ancient.
I did search to make sure it was true and real. I found some articles. I didn't find anything like from like a .edu or anything, but there was also nothing that was saying it wasn't.
You didn't check
this stuff wasn't real.
You didn't check JSTOR.
I did not check.
I was trying to come up with the name of it. I was like, what's that thing?
But the post that they had made was it's from kashgar.com.au and their blog. So apparently that's like a they sell. It's like an online store, but they also have a blog, like travel blog.
And stuff. Oh, okay.
So this was part of their blog, and it's the body graffiti of Pompeii and Herculaneum, which was another city that was swallowed up by Vesuvius.
Yeah, they don't get many of the credit, huh?
No, they don't. So the first, I'm going to read the one that's not as relevant. This is what was in the Reddit post title, but I need to include it because... yes, this was written at a brothel. This is a graffiti from a brothel, and it says, "Weep, you girls. My penis has given you up. Now it penetrates men's behinds. Goodbye, wondrous femininity." End of graffiti.
That's good. Five stars.
Okay, five stars. So I included that because that was like probably the funniest one and the best one. But... the thing is, the reason why I wanted to include this was because of ones like this. Uh-oh. This is at the exterior of a small house. Gaius Sabinus says a fond hello to Statius. Traveler, you eat bread in Pompeii, but you go to Nucaria to drink. At Nucaria, the drinking is better. End of review.
I just got chills. Yeah. It's the OG Yelp is in Pompeii.
And there's more. This is at the house of Cuspius Pansa. I don't know how to pronounce
Latin stuff.
I love it.
Latin I'm all over
I'm trying. The finance officer of the Emperor Nero says this food is poison. End of review.
The finance officer. So it's like a real life a testimonial.
Yes.
This
yes.
is amazing.
This is at a woodworking shop of Potitus next to a bar. Would that you pay for all your tricks, innkeeper. You sell us water and keep the good wine for yourself. End of review.
Oh, he's giving them shitty tables. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I can see it.
And then, this is at a Herculaneum bar. Two friends were here. While they were, they had bad service in every way from a guy named Epaphroditus. They threw him out and spent 105 and a half sesterti, most agreeably, on whores.
Whoa! And that was not me. That was two other guys.
Yes.
This isn't about me, I promise.
And then here is the last one. At the Inn of the Mule Drivers. We have pissed in our beds. Host, I admit that we shouldn't have done this. If you ask why, there was no potty. End of review.
Oh my god! Oh my gosh.
That's it.
That's
so we've
amazing.
Got some nice ancient reviews. The oldest reviews we've had on the show.
The oldest reviews. That's amazing. That's incredible.
Thank you.
I love the guy who is making all the women weep that his...
that was... Yeah.
His junk
that's
is
the one that
elsewhere.
Was in the title of the Reddit post. And I'm like, that caught my attention.
Man, that's perfect for this episode.
Yeah, it was weirdly... It was like weird fate because it was the same day I was researching too. So
that's really crazy. And then I'm like, why do people find this place boring? I think it's so cool.
Yeah.
I mean, I know I'm kind of a nerd, I guess, but like it's so
it's
interesting to me.
I don't know.
Whatever.
It is.
Like
truly, where do you find something else
right?
like that?
That it's all
it is very unique.
Preserved in that way.
Yeah.
All right. So now this last one I have is from Anna, who emailed some reviews of her favorite places in Italy, and Duomo, and a picture of her holding up the Leaning Tower of Pisa, so that was cool.
Good, good, good.
So thank you for that.
Thank you. I didn't see it, but thank you.
Thank you, because it's, you know, it's not leaning all that much, according to the one guy, but, like, it needs people like you to hold it up. So Duomo di Milano is the second largest cathedral in the world. Oh, and she mentioned how all the reviews about Leaning Tower of Pisa were about not
pizza.
Having pizza.
Oh, yeah.
So Duomo di Milano, is her favorite cathedral. And here is one of the reviews. 1 star by Schrodinger's dog. Title is, surrounded by pigeons and intimidating street hawkers, approach with extreme caution. Before approaching or even considering approaching the area surrounding the Duomo, unassuming visitors should be aware that the vicinity is swarming with thousands of pigeons that have long ago lost any fear of humans. Make no mistake, these pigeons will fly directly at your head or else within inches of your person, forcing you to take evasive action. In so doing, however, you will inexorably place yourself in the flight path of another incoming pigeon, making eventual collisions with the evil creatures inevitable. As if this wasn't bad enough, you will have to contend also with aggressive street hawkers pursuing you through the streets as you scream through the clouds of pollution and pigeon feathers. A trial of strength for the pious, perhaps, but not one that I would put myself through again so long as I live. May God have mercy on you all.
Jesus Christ.
End of review.
Some Da Vinci Code shit, but...
Yeah, I feel like if you read between the lines, there is some sort of a code, a secret code. That was actually ancient graffiti on the wall.
It seriously sounds like it.
A cloud of pollution and pigeons.
As you scream through it, like, what? What? You know how ridiculous this person would look if any of that were true? Like, that was actually happening?
Oh, it made me laugh. Now, I have a redemption. Should I read that before? Or do you have anything else?
Nope. Okay. Just my challenge.
So, we also got an email from Taylor, who sent reviews of this place called Largo di... See, this is going to be bad. Sorry, folks. Largo di Torre Argentina. It's where Julius Caesar was famously stabbed to death on the Ides of March.
Oh.
It's also home, this is from Taylor, it's also home to an awesome cat sanctuary where the cats are free to roam the ruins.
That's kind of cool.
So here are a couple. I picked 5. These are all 5-star reviews. I'm sorry, I picked 3. These are all 5-star reviews. The first one is by Demon Cat. I didn't come here, but I just saw a YouTube video about a cat here, and now I'm trying to find it. 5 stars for entertaining me.
Okay, that's nice.
Next one is by Daniela. 5 stars. This place is amazing. I saw it last time I was in Italy, but didn't get to stop in. Made up for it this time and visited no less than 4 times, and even ended up adopting a cat from a distance for a year on my last visit. They care for all the stray cats that live in the ancient ruins and even house many cats that cannot live outside due to health issues. They provide corrective surgeries and spay and neuter all cats to prevent overpopulation. The staff is very sweet and truly care about the cats and work on a volunteer-only basis. If you can, I highly recommend stopping by and adopting a cat at a distance. It will make you happier than you think and will impact that cat's life immensely. Beware, it does smell fairly strongly of cat urine, but honestly, that can't be helped with all the cats they care for. End of review.
Very understanding, I like that.
I know. So the only negative ones, as Taylor mentioned, were the ones that were like, it smells like cat piss. And then there's one more by Patrick, 5 stars, who is a local guy. So was Daniela.
But I like that. So you can adopt cats from a distance.
Yeah,
so
I guess you just like pay
you
to...
You paid them and they're like, oh, well, this is yours.
And you can, like how you did with the...
Shanti.
I have a brief update about that in a moment. Yeah. 5-star review by Patrick. Professor Huffington and Sir Mandrake are 2 adorable kitties that you must make time to see. Be sure to bring merry offerings of mirth and catnip. End of review.
Oh.
And then there's a picture of the kitty. So those are just some, like, redeeming, happy posts. So thank you to Taylor, and thank you to... Anna.
Thank you, Taylor and Anna.
And I just quick thing about Shanti. So yesterday, by the way, you guys have been so hilariously loving of Shanti, and like I'm so glad that you guys appreciate Shanti as much as I do.
And me.
Yeah, and as much as Andy does. And Shanti's just, I mean, I made Shanti Alexander's photo when he calls me, so Shanti just appears on the phone, which is great. And yesterday Alexander and my sister came over and they were sitting in the living room. My sister's like, what's that painting? And I was like, oh, you know what? A listener in Houston gave this to me. She works at the Houston Zoo. And the elephant, one of the elephants paints, obviously, like, she knows how much I love elephants. This is the only time I, like, fully burst out crying. Actually, 2 times. Once when Riley gave me a signed Fall Out Boy t-shirt at a live show in Kansas City. And then secondly, when I received this painting from an elephant. So I was like, look, there's even a trunk print on the back. And I turned it over, and it literally said, made by Shanti, the elephant.
The elephant's name is Shanti.
I was like blown away because I was like, I didn't even make that connection.
I love it.
So anyway, now there's two Shanti Schieffers in town.
Yep.
Watch out, world.
Watch out, everybody.
That's all. That's my update.
Shanti crashed the server.
Crash the server, Shanti.
Crash the server, Shanti.
Oh my god. Okay, brief update. Zandy just showed me
something at Marvelous Mon, who's one of my lovely Twitch viewers, made
this beautiful graphic. It's Shanti, like, you know, stylized in green.
Yeah.
Two side-by-side Shantis.
Yeah.
It says, crash the server, Shanti. And then in the second pick, Shanti has these cool shades on.
Yeah.
Shanti's shades.
Yeah, so we'll post that. Maybe, well, by this point, let's post it. We can post that today.
Yeah.
And then, so when you're listening to this, it's our post from Monday.
Yeah. But, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Shanti's are the best mascot.
Oh, Shanti's
And
the
now
best.
There's two Shanti's, and I'm so happy about it.
Me too.
All right, challenge time?
Yeah, let's go into my challenge. So my challenge was to find reviews in which the person asked for a manager. Who came up with that? Did someone come up with that?
I came up with that.
You came up with that?
Yep, in my very own brain.
We both came up with original things this week.
It's very rare.
That's
current.
A first. I'm probably not going to have anything original this week unless I come up with
it. I love
it
that
in
you already don't
minutes.
Know that you, or you already don't have anything.
Edit that out. Let's see. This is a review by Deanna of The Bull in Worthing, England. 1 star. Titled Awful, Don't Waste Your Money. When you make a booking and receive a confirmation email and then enter the premises and get told the computer keeps going down so the booking has been lost, not a good start. We were told to go and get drinks. I asked if the pub were paying and was told no. We were a family of 5 and ordered 2 mixed grill. I have never been so insulted in my life. The dinner was to celebrate my son's birthday and to celebrate Father's Day. There was no eggs on the 8 chips each. The steak was so small, I thought it was a sausage. No onion wedge. The chicken breast had been cut in half, and they had half each. I understand there was a wedding there in the day. Clearly, there was not enough food left. I asked for the seafood platter and was told there was none left. Was not told this when given menus. Then I ordered the Caesar salad. It was disgusting. There was 2 small shavings of cheese. The gem lettuce used was all the core, so bitter. The only meal which was acceptable was a children's meal. My other son ordered the sausages and mash, and there was 1 spoon of mash. We all came home very hungry and had to eat when we got home. The meal, that's food only, came to £75. Disgusting. If my partner would have allowed me to take a picture of his mixed grill, I would have reported you to Trading Standards for misrepresentation.
Imagine the partner just like swatting her camera away.
Please stop. I'm sick of this.
Take a picture of your mixed grill.
It is against the Sale of Goods Act to misrepresent.
Oh my God.
I expect an email detailing why this happened to us. End of review.
You expect an email detailing why they gave you shitty lettuce?
Yeah, that's my version of hopefully that's acceptable.
Asking the man, it is. Because you are requesting
communication,
assistance.
Right?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Via a review, which is not going to happen because you already left.
It just gets, I don't know, like the whole thing. My favorite part was they were like, we were told to go and get drinks because the system was down.
Yeah.
And they were like, well, are you guys paying for the drinks? And they're like, no, why would we pay for the drinks?
Oh, I didn't even catch that.
Yeah, they said, we were told to go and get drinks. I asked if the pub were paying was told no.
What an insane thought.
They're like, while you wait for your table, go
like
get a grab a drink.
I just keep picturing like this is like a mouse restaurant because they're getting like 8 french fries each and like a little tiny spoonful of mash. Oh.
And I hate how they were like, oh yeah, I know there's a wedding there today, but I expect the best of the
best
no matter
what.
I want
my shrimp.
I need
now.
Everything to be perfect. And yeah, so they gave everything 1 star. 1 star value, 1 star atmosphere,
Whoa.
1 star service, 1 star food, everything.
Whoa.
They were not happy about this.
No. I wonder if they ever got that email, lol.
All right. My next one is of Center Parks Woburn Forest in Bedford, England. This is by Neil, titled, 1 star, titled, Swimmer's Itch.
Uh-oh.
So been to CP loads of times. Always fine. went this time and woke up next day covered in spots. Did some research and found it to be swimmer's itch. Look it up. Disgusting. Tropical paradise it isn't. Water contaminated by microscopic larvae. My wife commented on loads of kids with spots and scabs. And no, it wasn't chickenpox. I've had it and we know the difference. Went to medical center. They didn't know what it was. They asked me and I suggested maybe bed bugs or dust mites. They said would get someone over to check bedding, etc. Which they did, only to dismantle the beds, leave all the bedding on the floor in our and our children's bedroom. So we came home around 5 p.m. to an uninhabitable lodge. At that point, we gave up and came home a night early and checked out on 5th of November. Center Parks Management, Oak 454, so I expect an email and compensation. End of
report. God! Also gross, A. B, it sounds like someone was swimming in the Venice canals.
Yes.
C, larva, that's foul.
Too many, yeah, bad words in there, huh?
Yeah, that's just like really not great.
Yeah, so gross. Thanks, Neil. My next one is a 1-star review of Harrah's Laughlin in Nevada. Wow.
What is that?
Harrah's, like a casino.
Oh!
It's like the chain.
Got it.
That's how you say it, right? Harrah's?
I don't know.
H-A-R-R-A-H.
Sounds right.
Laughlin?
Sure.
In Nevada. I know how to say Nevada.
Yeah, well, you also knew how to pronounce Eau Claire, so. Yeah. So.
I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
I thought
me neither,
past
to be honest
that.
With you.
Okay, this is a 1-star review by Sheldon titled Worst Birthday of My Life. I came for my birthday to stay here, being first-time visitor, potentially last time. I loved the property and staff. I even filled out survey cards for a few of the staff. However, security, for no reason whatsoever, evicted me from the casino before the end of my stay on my birthday.
Sorry to spit everywhere. My favorite is when you say they had no reason.
It's
whatsoever.
So stupidly vague.
There's nothing that I did at all, I promise.
It just happened out of nowhere. I was just minding my own business.
Mm-hmm.
His reason was because I was calling security too much. Security is there for a reason, to help out hotel guests. I needed an escort from security down to the pool due to being harassed by other hotel guests. Every other security staff was fine, but this guy had a negative attitude the whole time. Evicted me from my room without even me letting find my roommate. I didn't even get a chance to get my passport, so once I was evicted, I was stuck in the rain and could not get a hotel room anywhere else due to not being allowed back on hotel property to get my passport. This
what?
Was the worst birthday experience I ever had. There was no reason for me to be treated the way I was.
And by my own bodyguard.
I want to come back and visit other Harrah properties, but after this issue, I am very scared. Furthermore, I called 2 days in a row for my passport and still have not heard anything. I expect an email or phone call. Sheldon. And then included their phone number and email.
Should we call them?
They went to Arizona State. That's an Arizona State University email address.
Oh, the mystery deepens.
Mm-hmm. And there is actually a response.
Oh!
By owner. Ready? Hello. I believe we have addressed this issue with you over the phone. End of response.
Oh, shit.
Yep.
That's what happens when you ask for a manager after you have done something really wild.
Yeah,
I wish
Arizona
I...
State student traveling with friends to a casino in Nevada.
On their birthday.
Getting kicked out of their room.
Because they were being harassed by other guests for no reason whatsoever.
Yeah. Yep.
And they needed a personal escort to the pool every single time.
And the response from the guest relations manager wasn't apologetic. It was simply, we've dealt with this. Move on.
We've FedExed you your passport.
Yeah.
Please don't come back here. I love when they threaten, like, I want to go back, but I don't think I will. And they're like, oh, sorry, did you not catch that you're not allowed back?
You were kicked out,
like,
hello?
Like, nobody's going to let you back. Yikes.
Okay. I have one more, thankfully ending on a more positive note. Well, kind of. This is a review of Rev's Smokehouse in Somerville, South Carolina. This is its only review. This is from 2012. And this place is no longer open.
Okay.
This is a review by Aaron, 4 stars. I loved this place. We got food from there very often. Then one day, my husband had a craving. I went to pick up some food, and the doors were locked. I was very disappointed. If the owner or cook is able to read this, can you please send me the recipe for the cornbread cheesy onion thing? It was amazing. We're actually moving to Las Vegas June 3rd, courtesy of the Air Force, and if you open a new place, we won't be able to eat there. Please email me the recipe. I'm so good at keeping secrets.
Oh.
And they included their email.
I'm so good at keeping secrets.
Yeah, Aaron, I hope you got that, or at least figure out your own version of the recipe.
I hope you're okay, because it seems like you're very gung-ho about this recipe.
It's sad, huh, though?
I know, like, it is a little bit.
I love how they put 4 stars, like, what? Like for a place that was already
again,
closed.
Again, it's like holding one ransom.
Like, yeah, it's like, if you open up again, I'll change it to 5.
If you open up again, for me.
No, I hope Aaron figured it out, and I hope the business owners of Rev's Smokehouse figured their stuff out. Maybe they have another restaurant somewhere. I don't know.
Maybe she like financed the entire
maybe,
thing.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm. I would think maybe she's an angel investor. She's not good at keep. I mean,
she
we can all tell she's not very good at keeping secrets. So I think we'd probably know if she were an angel investor on anything.
I might have to email her and ask for that. See if she ever got that recipe.
Yeah, I'm curious though, because I'd also like it now. Now I want
right?
it. Also, it is wild to me that people just put their phone number and email. And, like, don't yes. get me wrong. I understand that you can, like, Google most people's. But it is, you're just kind of putting your
yeah.
private info out there.
It's bold.
It's pretty
Let's
bold.
Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
Well, that's it for me.
Oh, my goodness. I love that it was ending on, like,
a
totally different angle.
I'm glad I found that one.
Me too.
It very much felt like, okay, this is nice and refreshing.
Oh, my gosh. I'm just so pleased. I'm so pleased. Well, thank you for stepping up to my challenge. Okay, I paused it thinking we would need a minute, but actually both of us are prepared once again.
For once.
Maybe we're finally becoming real podcasters.
For a second, I mean, sorry. We're getting there.
Okay, so I have a theme for you. This one was sent in by Aaron, and the theme is garbage plates in Rochester, New York.
Garbage plates?
You know what that is?
Yes, that's... We talked about that, didn't we?
Maybe. So Aaron says, traditionally, it is either 2 cheeseburgers, hamburgers, Italian sausages, chicken, red or white hot dogs served over any combination of 2 home fries, french fries, baked beans, and or macaroni salad. Traditionally, mm-hmm. it is then topped with a meat, hot sauce, mustard, and onions. And so Jenna Marbles is from Rochester, mm-hmm. and I remember she and Julian at one point did like a vegan garbage plate episode.
What?
Yeah, it was very funny.
I need to watch that.
And so, I don't know, a lot of it is really overwhelming to my palate, I think,
yes.
but I'd probably eat it anyway. So, Aaron says, this is an awesome local staple, and the people in the Rochester area have very strong opinions on their plates, with a capital P, by the way. I'm sure you guys can find some great material out there. Our mm-hmm. minor league baseball team even has weekly plate nights each season, where the mascot is a garbage plate instead of the usual Red Wing.
Love that.
So, it was after we did the Runza episode where Aaron was like, you gotta try
hopefully
this.
You're still around to hear this.
I know. Hopefully you haven't left us yet. So I think that would be a fun theme
I
for
love
us.
It. I love it.
Great.
And I remember where I've heard of it.
Where?
The YouTube channel Great Big Story. They have very short, like
yes.
usually 0 to 5 minute videos, but they have some longer ones where they just highlight something in the world.
Something
and they
like...
did one on garbage plates. It was like 2 minutes.
So go
check that out if you want a little brief
An
history
intro.
And intro into it. Great. No, that's a great one. Garbage plates in Rochester. Okay.
What's my challenge?
So your challenge is from Jimmy Mack, who says, hello team, thank you for the amazing show. You all have been an inspiration for my teaching. I have made student lesson plans for students to do dramatic readings of primary sources.
What?
I love that.
How
right?
fun!
Yeah.
I wish you were my teacher.
Yeah, I know, right?
You should teach them about the Pantheon.
Yes. I hear it has a nice hole.
It's a big hole or something.
Before teaching, I used to work in marketing for a college campus and had to respond to the Google reviews for the campus dining. So here's the challenge is... reviews of college dining halls where it's the parent that leaves a review, the place a review instead of the student.
Oh, yeah. I'm excited. I love all the ones like this where it's like hospital cafeteria or places mm-hmm. where you don't necessarily think of the food right
yeah.
away.
And like the idea of these parents, like probably so many like Karens who are complaining.
I'm going to ask mom. She had a review for every freaking place we went because...
Oh, yeah.
They only serve junk and they only serve Taco Bell. And I was like, that's what I want.
Yeah. But it's like also for me, that was literally like just because of how I ate. Like there were healthy options.
Yeah.
but I didn't
choose it. No, I know. And mom was like...
And she was always mad at the thing. And I'm like, yes, yes. Let your anger out on the school.
It's their fault that I started drinking cherry Coke every single day for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
It's their fault that I can buy Monster and Rockstar with dining dollars.
Exactly. So I'm gonna check on mom and see if she still remembers any of her one stars.
Remember when you came to Redlands to drive me back to Ohio and I had extra money? So we went to the little student store and loaded up on garbage to for our trip.
And then I was helping him move out and I found just piles of Twizzlers under the mattress.
Okay. Well, you know what?
It was a fun weekend. We drove all the way back. We had a fun road trip.
Went to the Grand Canyon.
Oh my God, we did. And we went to the world's largest candy store.
We did.
We ate a lot of junk that trip. That was fun.
That was fun.
Anyway, thank you everybody for listening. We will be back at ya next week with some garbage.
Yep, talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.